Hi, this is Chuck Swindoll. If you've ever dreamed about traveling to the Holy Land, now's your opportunity. I'm inviting you to join Cynthia and me and many others for a spiritual encounter you will never forget this coming March 2012. When you travel with Insight for Living, you'll not only see, taste, touch, smell, and hear the culture, you will be there. You'll experience it. More importantly, you'll enjoy unforgettable moments of worship and discovery as we pause to reflect on the spiritual magnitude represented by each sight. So, make plans to come with me to the land of Israel, March 2012.
Call 888-447-0444. That's 888-447-0444. Or visit us online at insight.org/events.
The Insight for Living Tour to Israel is paid for and made possible by only those who choose to attend.
Today on Insight for Living from Chuck Swindoll.
In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Acknowledge His right to rule. Acknowledge His presence. Acknowledge His hand. Acknowledge His will. Acknowledge Him as Lord of your life. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. He owns it all. He does what He pleases. What He takes or what He gives us shows the Father's love so precious.
Though the tragic events represented an ugly assault on American soil, the repercussions of 9/11 reverberated across the globe. Just 2 months ago, Chuck Swindoll set aside an entire Sunday morning worship service to pay tribute to those who protect us, to honor those who feel the pain of loss, and to ponder some of the profound questions that still linger. Today on Insight for Living, you'll have a seat in the worship center where Chuck presented his message, complemented by sacred music from the choir and orchestra. When life is unfair and the mysteries confound us, that's when we place our complete trust in a sovereign God. We begin with a scripture reading by a young man named John C. Odell.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge.
Thank you.
listening to a special edition of Insight for Living, featuring the worship service where Chuck Swindoll serves as senior pastor. The music you've enjoyed was performed by the Stonebriar Community Church Choir and Orchestra. Two simple words form the title of Chuck Swindoll's message.
My message today is a simple one, not easy, but simple. In fact, it can be delivered in two single syllable words. Words you have heard often, words you long to obey, but truth be told, more often than not, you and I don't. Trust God. Oh, we may think we do, we may say we do, we may even believe at a given moment we do. However, in the crises of life, when we are stunned with the realization that things are truly out of our control, it is almost more than we can do simply to survive. Thankfully, not all. Mark DeMoss tells the story that he has titled, God Owns It All, that illustrates a family who understood what it meant to trust God. I will never forget standing on the lawn in my pajamas at 2 a.m. that Memorial Day weekend, watching with my family in disbelief as flames gutted our large English Tudor to a stone shell. By dawn, everything we possessed was lump or ash. I was 10 years old and was the first to escape the inferno, having sleepwalked, they told me later, down the stairs and outside. A fireman saw me shivering in the early morning autumn air and wrapped a blanket around me while one of his colleagues was gently but urgently coaxing my sister to jump from a second floor window into his arms. The scene was quiet and chaotic, lonely and crowded all at the same time. For a week or so, we lived with friends. Then we bought school clothes and rented a house for 9 months before moving again. I still shake my head to think that long before home alarms were standard, all nine of us awoke from deep sleep and escaped virtually unharmed. Plenty of fire stories end differently, he continues. One recent Halloween night, my friend Bruce and his wife took their kids through our neighborhood while Bruce's father-in-law stayed behind to pass out candy to trick-or-treaters. Bruce and his family returned to find their home ablaze, too late to save his children's grandfather. The next day, when I walked around Bruce's charred lot, the smell of sodden ashes shot me back some 30 years to my own family's tragedy. Good insurance policies can replace bricks and furniture, and families can rebuild. But no policy can replace the loss of life or special possessions. Irreplaceable losses have more to do with family value than market value. I think now of the final days of 2004 as a 200-foot wave in Southeast Asia sucked away people and lives, first in the tens of thousands, and then in the hundreds of thousands, until thousands more children and adults were displaced or lost. Only a handful of months later, a level 5 hurricane hit a level 3 levee, and death rose and surged across New Orleans and the American Gulf Coast. One evening of network news should be enough to convince us that personal ownership is at best temporary. To the degree that we know and accept that, life holds considerably less surprises or stress. To the degree that we cannot accept it, our possessions own us. He concludes, "Of course, we grieved that night to see everything, every earthly possession, waft up and away in flames and smoke. And of course, the swiftness and scope of the damage brought challenges. But my father's practice of giving away more than he kept had long affected the rest of us and ultimately sharpened our perspective on things. The fire served to more finely remind us who owns what. After all, that wasn't really our house." It's one thing for someone to write something like that. We all admire him. Some of you would even shake your head in amazement at such trust. But that is what God expects of us. We sang it in Luther's hymn, "Let goods and kindred go, your mortal life also. The body they may kill, God's truth abides still." Let goods and kindred go. We can only do that with a great attitude when we trust God. It's written so well in the two verses we have memorized since early years, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Turn, please. The ancient book of Proverbs, the familiar words, as I read them, no doubt your lips will move. It begins with the key word, trust. Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And then the negative, and do not lean on your own understanding. That's the hard part, isn't it? I mean, after all, we are so self-reliant. Some of us are getting up in years. We have a lot of years of experience. Many of you have education beyond your intelligence. And so it's easy to rely on that. You have more letters behind your name than in your name. While we admire that, none of that will help you to trust God. It will work against you because you are so intelligent, so smart. And if you're not that, you know people who are. And they are all richer than you are. And you, with just a simple phone call, can get help. Or you have a good relationship with your banker. Or whatever, whatever will keep you from trusting God. You know how to go there. So do I. And it's second nature. We've been doing it all our lives. Our folks did it, unless you were among the blessed. Trust God. When I'm afraid, I will put my trust in him, writes the psalmist. Though he slay me, says Job, I will trust in him. Paul admits in the midst of his suffering that it is all for the reason that we would learn not to trust in ourselves, but in the one who raises the dead. Trust God. So lean not to your own understanding, and he's back to his favorite word, all. In all your ways, acknowledge him. That's right, every one of them. From the moment your foot touches the floor out of bed in the morning until your head is on the pillow at night. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge his right to rule. Acknowledge his presence. Acknowledge his hand. Acknowledge his will. Acknowledge his plan. Acknowledge his right to take or to give. Acknowledge him as Lord of your life. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He owns it all. He does what he pleases. What he takes or what he gives us shows the Father's love so precious. I decided I would spell this out in a checklist to see how we're doing. I put together a list that I've read now, as of this morning, about a dozen times, including when I put it together in my study and in the hours that have followed. And I have been convicted long enough. I'm going to share the conviction with all of you today. How are you doing with this list? When you choose to worry, you do not trust God. When you try to fix the complicated, you do not trust God. When you think you can handle the impossible, you do not trust God. When you hurry ahead and don't wait for Him, you do not trust God. When you lie awake, twisting and turning on your bed, you do not trust God. When you doubt biblical precepts and principles and promises, you do not trust God. When you listen to human counsel and give it higher priority than Holy Scripture, you do not trust God. When you manipulate and maneuver to get your way, you do not trust God. When you step in and take charge without praying or being led clearly to do so, you do not trust God. When you resist leaning on God and you promote yourself so that others will notice, and you rely on your own ingenuity and creativity to become known, you do not trust God. When you cling to others in order to feel secure and loved and needed, you do not trust God. When you struggle with God's leading, fight change and resist His plan, you do not trust God. When you understand His word, but though you know what to do, you don't do it, you do not trust God. When death takes someone significant from you, and you continue to think, you should have done this or that to prolong their life, you do not trust God. See how easy it is to live in the flesh? It is a lonely battle, and I'm not in it by myself, but I'm in it. And you are too. Everything around us, including the counsel of our best friends, works against trusting God. No wonder when the bottom drops out of our lives, we don't trust Him. Cynthia and I have been friends with an attorney for many years, since the early 70s, actually. Celia Yates was born into a family of five boys, now adults. They were reared in Texas. Some of them remained here. Others have moved to other states. Celia's brother, Tommy, and his wife, Phyllis, had a home in central or south central Texas. And as the fires swept through the summer of 2011, it took everything. It took home, barn, shed, storage facilities, everything totally destroyed. The blaze was incredibly hot, melting the metal roofs on the buildings and the home. In the words of Seeley, who wrote us, they have lost everything but their lives. He writes, as you watch and listen to the news the next few days, if my brother and his family come to mind, I sure would appreciate your praying for them. He later sent me pictures. Took my breath away. They had unlocked all the gates so the cattle could get out, lest they too perish. When they returned, they found a few huddled in a group, amazingly still alive. Everything gone. Believing people, clinging to one another, but mainly to their Lord, to go on from there.
Without question, this is one of those special one-hour presentations that deserves to be heard in its entirety, from start to finish, with all of the special music from the choir and orchestra to complement Chuck Swindoll's message. You're listening to Insight for Living and a time-sensitive sermon delivered at a worship service just 2 months ago at Stonebriar Community Church on Sunday morning, September 11th, 2011. To get a CD copy or to download the audio files, just go online to insightworld.org. Or if you're listening in the United States, you can give us a call right now, 1-800-772-8888. There are two Sunday sermons in the set. The first is called Celebrate God, and the second, Trust God. If you received Chuck's letter this month, you know that the word compassion is on his heart and mind. Not only as we pay tribute to the victims of September 11th, but more importantly as this ministry reaches out with compassion to men and women around the world. It's our sincere desire to help people embrace the liberating message of God's Word and find hope in God's sovereignty. And when you give a donation to Insight for Living, you're helping facilitate this message of compassion. Chuck?
Just like you, Cynthia and I have annual traditions around this time of the year. Even though it's November, there's stuff we start pulling out of storage, and it begins to be displayed in our home just once a year. Those things have become treasured belongings for us, in some cases heirlooms, because they represent the Swindoll Christmas celebration, as well as the anticipated nostalgia Yuletide brings into the season for our four children and our 10 grandchildren. Sure, if you walk into our home in December, you'll see all the traditional signs of the Christmas season. But through the years, we've also collected a few cherished items that have become special because they're visual reminders of the greatest story ever told. And that's why I'm urging you to get your copy of the brand new book from Insight for Living. It's titled, A Promise Kept, and you won't find it anywhere else. It's exclusively from our ministry. This pictorial journey is something you'll display on your coffee table this Christmas and for many years to come. So it's not some little devotional booklet. This is a full-size book, spectacular photographs, some of them depicting the actual places in Israel where the original events occurred. So call, write, or go online today and get your own copy in plenty of time for the Christmas season. It's an elegant book titled A Promise Kept, A Pictorial Journey of the Coming of Christ, from all of your friends at Insight for Living.
If you're listening in the United States, call right now, 1-800-772-8888. And online, go to insight.org. When you give, you're making an impact not only in your community, but around the world through Insight for Living's international efforts as well. In the event you already have a copy of A Promise Kept, you can choose to request a compassionate message written by Chuck Swindoll, especially for families with special needs children. It's a booklet called When God's Gift Comes Specially Wrapped. If you're listening in the United States, our phone number is 1-800-772-8888. And then a quick reminder, it's not too early to begin shopping for stocking stuffers and Christmas presents to put under the tree that'll make a spiritual impact. You'll find lots of thoughtful ideas online at insight.org. Don't miss the conclusion to Chuck Swindoll's message called Trust God, Friday on Insight for Living.
The preceding message, Trust God, and the sound recording were copyrighted in 2011 by Charles R. Swindoll, Inc. All rights are reserved worldwide.